The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Guardian Network IT is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Now me and the dog, them a link up, big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop or calypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me ring so.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a smack a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
Good afternoon. The Tuesday, September 5th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is a Tuesday. Normally we do the Grand Bahama Report on a Tuesday, but unfortunately we got to put it off till next Tuesday. Both Sarah and Darren have previous engagements and business calls, duty calls, and especially when you're trying to, you know, continue the better development of Grand Bahama. And you're meeting with big wigs. I don't want to get in the way of that. So I much prefer to chat with both of them next week, and I look forward to their contributions. But be sure to check out the Grand Bahama News in the Tuesday Guardian. Each and every Tuesday, the supplement is there. Everything going on in Grand Bahama. Be sure to check that out. But I want to get into it today because obviously, you know, since we're not going to check in with Grand Bahama, Mr. Producer, I think we may as well open up the lines, hey. So, with that being said, let me remind everybody the phone numbers, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Tax lines powered by BTC, 422-GRN, toll-free Family Islands, Grand Bahama, Abaco, any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720, and that's toll-free. Tax lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. All right. So, Mr. Producer, what did I miss? I listened to it in the studio. I get what I missed. So, I'm here to work. I'd like to invite that caller who had so much to say. Please chime in. I'm here. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Definitely. Or anybody else who wants to chop it up. Let's call this Ask Me Anything Tuesday. Yeah, ask me anything. Well, almost anything. Because, you know, I don't want to answer in Joker's Wild Mode. So, yeah, don't. Some of y'all I know who text, don't call. But them kind of questions. No, seriously. Phone lines are open. Please chime in. Because it's one thing that I pride myself. See, well, a lot of people don't know this. People want to express their opinion. They'll chime in via text. They'll call in with an alias. There'll be a keyboard warrior on social media under an alias. But me? Inigo Zenigazalaya, better known as Naughty, I put my name all over it. See, I have the backbone to stand for what I believe in and speak on what I believe. You don't have to agree with me. But just how you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to my opinion. And just how you're entitled to express your beliefs, I will express my beliefs. But one thing I won't do is be scared to do it or hide while doing it. So if you listen to my show and you have an issue with me, feel free to call me. Don't call Pearly Show. Don't call Dwight Show. Call my show. Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty CG here.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I know one thing. Well, I won't talk about the hurricanes, but I won't just touch on this point. You know, you don't want to go to sleep at night not resolving any issues that you might have had to been faced with the previous day. You sleep better.
Yeah.
So there's no, you know, you actually wake up ready to go, but not waking up trying to continue the foolishness. So whoever you have a beef with, just get out of the way and sleep well tonight. Naughty.
Yes, sir.
My concern seems to be, you know, a long, long time ago, I used to do ham radio. And I was favorite for bouncing a signal to a friend of mine and making Missouri off the moon. But we don't do that anymore because you all cluttered the airwaves with all these radio stations. Anyway, I'm concerned about these hurricanes that seem to be coming in as tropical storms right up underneath you. And in a matter of 2 hours, they go from a tropical storm to a Cat 4.
Mm-hmm.
This seems to be a trend.
A new phenomenon.
Who's behind this? Is this us? Is this global warming?
Are you alluding to maybe hydrogen colliders, maybe?
Well, I do know some guy was testifying at Congress concerning what's going on down there at Area 51, you know, Roswell. They got bodies there that they don't want us to talk about.
Roswell? You mean Area 51?
Mm-hmm.
You mean E.T. and Chewbacca and a couple of other aliens?
They don't call it that there, you know. They call it something else.
Extraterrestrials?
But obviously, you never know what's going on around here, but I think it's global warming. I think we have treated this planet in such a poor fashion. We just started a snowball effect that's coming down, and it's going to get warmer and warmer, and the hurricanes love it. But I don't think they could exceed a Cat 5, could any?
Pardon?
Could any hurricane exceed a Cat 5?
I think the scale is to a 5. That's the biggest portion of the scale.
But what are we going to do now when it actually breaks that? Because, you know,
play the Happy Days music. 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock around the hurricane clock.
I always say, you know, if I'm in first class and the pilot announced that we're going down, I'm popping the best bottle of champagne they got.
Yeah, man.
I ain't complaining.
Yeah, you go out, you know, you just, hey. Let's get prepared, buddy. Yeah, let's get prepared. Have you noticed the coastlines? You're talking about climate change.
Yeah.
On the western portion of the province over the weekend, a lot of sand, a lot of erosion, and there's nothing really monumental to cause it, just high seas.
You watching it? Okay, but I just want to chime in on the hurricanes. Let's get ready.
Yes, my brother. Be safe, as always. Let's check the text lines. Great show as usual, Naughty. I have my pitcher of lemonade and my popcorn ready. Ding, ding, ding. I don't think you needed a pitcher, man. This don't look like this even could get off the ground. Let's go back to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, how you doing?
What's happening?
You, my boy, I don't like to embarrass you with me because you said something earlier. I said, let me call you. I have not got my 2 cups of coffee and my 2 donuts from you yet.
But now I got to embarrass you. You only using the strength of your Dallas Cowboys flag football connection to get said double prices. So let me just slow you roll with your gravelish yourself. You're really milking the Landry hat right there, brother.
You got it. All right. I definitely like that.
All right. All you got to do.
Did you watch those college games this weekend, buddy?
Boy, listen, listen, we got to talk about it in the 5 o'clock, but yeah, prime time in Colorado was awesome.
All right.
And guess what? This is some other teams across the country that, you know, look like, you know, here or there, they can make it a nice landscape for the college bowl season.
I tell you, man, I think this college bowl season will be off the chain. I think, college football, I think this is the best. I think it's going to be the best season. Win or lose, you know, for Colorado, it's going to be the best I've ever seen in years, buddy. I'm telling you this.
I think that they're going to go back to like how they were in yesteryear when Bienemy And those guys were playing back there, and it was that high-powered Buffalo offense. I think Deion's going to do what he needs to do and turn that program around. I think he could be very dominating at the collegiate level for years to come as well as a head coach.
I think it already did. I think it already did, and I think it's going to be something for all coaches going forward to say, you know something, can I deal with this or can I don't? You know, I'm just waiting to see what happened this weekend with Nebraska.
Yeah,
because my son is in Nebraska. I'm waiting to see who he can pull for. But, buddy, it's going to be a very, very interesting game this weekend. But enjoy yourself, buddy. I'll
all right,
to
be safe. All right, take care. Always a pleasure. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the fresh break. I'm going to check the fishing pole, make sure the bait didn't fall off, because I had a bite from that fish what I'm looking for. That must be what that is. That's a yellowtail. Anyway, let's go to the break. The Tuesday, September edition, September 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
It's back to school season again. Send your kids off with everything they need, from books, uniforms, to school supplies, all with a Fidelity personal loan. Apply today for a chance to win amazing back-to-school prizes. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
First you spend some time. Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust,
it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at
Percy's Island Game.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good!
Talking Heads continues right now. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hello, Naughty.
Hey.
Vito Rage, you're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
Man, if I tell you what's going on, you might talk it.
Well, that's my job, so what you got?
That fellow with that big who was talking on the show earlier about you, all of a sudden you are now eating in the filter scene. But the problem is, the hook you got on your line now too big for him. He can't swallow that. So who expect him to bite?
Listen, I mean, you know how I go. You know me a long time. If I got a problem with GNN, I come into GNN.
Yeah, that's
I ain't going to Sparky, I ain't going to Papa, I ain't going to 52, I ain't going to Anton, I'm coming to you.
Yeah, but don't, you know, they ain't men anymore.
We lost something in between there. Not all of us. We got a lot of girly men out there.
We got the co-owners, but we trying to turn them into something that's not them. But this was beside and causing the spirit dress and makeup a thing on. So I ain't all of that. But this is Brave Davis. See, all of that them theatrical stuff, everybody call it talking and about only two things. If any people was watching for Brave through all of this, you know, that's Keith Bell and Alfred says, you know, we know Jomo Campbell them is too good way. We know that Jomo Campbell is doing good way for me, but he was in primary school. So all this promotion is a. But I don't think the Prime Minister had to mix all of them up. And that's stupid with Keith Bell and Alfred Sayers.
You mean you mixed up something? You tarnished some good with the bad in there.
Exactly. Tarnishing the good with the bad in there. Well, all he showed to the aiming people is he don't care. He can do what he have to do. He take a rotten apple from one side of the board and put it in the next side of the board. And he just managed to destroy the entire Progressive Liberal Party coming up to the next general election. Now, he may not believe that. Because he may be looking forward to some people from down south descending votes. But he don't know the Bahamian people. Bahamian people ain't gonna forget that. All he gotta do is ask Christy and ministering them. You understand that? That caller who called you, I think he was your first caller or second caller, about not going to bed, man. Come on, man. Don't get it mixed up. The good book of the ancient right was talking about man and woman, man. Not man and man. Man and
man
is good or bad,
man. Manu, I remember that dude. Once my beautiful wife happy, I happy. Happy
right,
wife, happy life. I don't give another day. Right there,
Putin, and Zelensky didn't go to bed, man. For the next day, they wouldn't be there every day. Nah.
Exactly.
So tell him, don't care it, because that's what I'm doing, right, wife, man. Sorry, I can listen. Thanks for taking
me call. Always, my brother, be safe.
Yeah, man.
Excuse me. Listen, between GNN. Hey, listen, your taxes, behave yourself. I ain't indulging some of y'all today, you know. I appreciate the sentiments, though. I really do. But I know some jinxeration when I see it. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, the big naughty by nature.
Not because I hate you. What's going on?
Hello.
What's happening?
Naughty, I think your bait is wrong. You got a good hook, but you need to change the bait you got. From chicken to squid. And
no, man, I was using conch slop.
No.
Because that's what I had the bottom three of this leg.
They don't fight with that. No, they get a free amount of kill.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah, so change your bait.
Try some squid.
I don't know how. I am still sitting in my work vehicle because I ain't budging till that fish get catched because I am dying to laugh myself out of my vehicle today.
Well, I waiting, you know. I waiting too.
Because, listen, when you don't know a man, you say, sir.
And if you have an issue with a man, you approach the man. Don't go looking for him all around. If you know where to find him, go see him.
Thank you. And, you know, and that was, that was so shameless. You understand me?
Well, listen.
I told him, I said, the Constitution does not vote. The people vote. And that's who Naughty speaks to, the people. So what the people say, whatever we feel, is what's going to happen on election
but
day.
But let me show you. He there coming after me, attacking me. He don't know I'm speaking for him, too, because I want better for him, too.
Hello,
and he got in his opinion, whoever you want to pull for, or root for, or vote for, that's fine. I'm speaking
open
for country.
Naughty. Tell him it's an open invitation. He ain't got a call. Come and sit with the big naughty.
Yeah, but I believe, you know, from hearing the call replaying, The voice is familiar. I think that was the same individual last week who still might be in his feelings, who called in and said, you know, ministers can't pass through the Senate. And we had to shut him down on that. So he might be, he might be soft on that little L, you know?
Yeah, you must have called him. But anyway, change the bait, man, because I really, listen.
I can try to spit now.
Whoever you are, please call, because the Bahamas is now as open, air to the floor. Hands to the door.
I see a couple lines lighting up. Let me go see if we got anything else. Let me try this reel back out again. Thanks for calling. Be safe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Talking Heads. And it be. You got another one there, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, I'm calling from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, what's going on in St. Petersburg, man?
What's happening?
Everything good in St. Petersburg? There are a couple of good little comedy clubs in St. Petersburg back in the day, man.
Hey, we got some of the common Lakers.
There you go.
Cowboys and Yankees.
Oh, you're a brilliant man. You're a brilliant man.
I don't die. Old school, you know what I'm saying?
You know how we do it.
Let me check this out. I'm talking about the crime situation in the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
Especially in Nassau.
Correct.
Nassau is a small rock. These low-life criminals eating and living in somebody's house or apartment. They go in these houses, they find these people having these criminals, they need to hit them with a fine. Land on the house or the car, they can't pay it. I'm scared though. Believe me, Nassau is too smart. They can lock down Nassau and get rid of all this crime. No.
We still got that caller, or did we lose him? Because I know he was calling from St. Petersburg. Caller, call back. We lost you there, but good to hear from you in Florida. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Yes, Naughty, how are you today?
What's going on?
You know I ain't no pussycat, right? So you know I'm not afraid to call in any show to say what I got to say.
Wow, it took you 38 minutes, man. Naughty, okay, good to hear from you.
Just listen for a second.
I intend to, but hold on.
Go ahead.
Since it's my show, right?
Huh?
And it took you 38 minutes to call. Please.
No. I was doing something.
Okay.
And I just heard your show was on before I step out the house to go back to complete what I was doing.
That's fine. Please, pray that. Enlighten me. Me?
Uh-huh.
Moi? Enlighten me.
No, I'm saying to you, on several occasions on your show, I've heard you came back when you had ministers and persons in government on and apologized for some things that people sent out and you weren't sure about the information.
Stop.
Am I lying, Naughty?
No. You are talking out of context. If I read a text that comes in, and I'm saying this has not been confirmed, then I will double check to ensure that this is correct. But right now, a lot of this is making the rounds. If you're hearing this.
No, I understand what you're
saying. So that's where I go. So don't mix it up.
I've heard you apologize to the persons you had on your show who are in government.
Give me an example, sir. To who did I apologize who was on my show that I had in government? No, sir. In all fairness, if you're going to call another talk show, make innuendos pertaining to me, then you have to give the receipts like Deion Sanders would say. Who in the government on my show? Now, remember, every one of my shows is recorded from its inception.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a problem. But tell me which government minister I apologize to on this show for any kind of erroneous report or slander.
Nothing but a cabinet minister.
No, you said ministers. You just said ministers and people in the government. Isn't a minister a person in government? Isn't a minister a person in government?
Go back and listen to what I said to you just now. I said persons in government.
Okay, question for you. Aren't ministers part of the government?
Yes, but I didn't call any minister's name. I didn't say anything about a minister.
Next
I said persons in government.
You're not going to give an example. You're just giving broad strokes.
Saying persons in government is totally different, okay?
Next,
could be anybody that works for the government, all right?
Next point, because obviously you've got nothing on giving me an example of to which instances I did it. Not a problem.
Naughty, you have your show, like you said, it's recorded. You can go back and listen to several shows. I think the last time I heard you apologize because You said yourself indirectly, I'm not saying it word for word, that the information you received, you wasn't certain of the information. That's why you had to bring that person in to get the facts, okay? That's what you said.
If we're okay. talking about stuff that is in public domain, which
no,
I...
No, yes, Nori.
And if you want to get an expert, you want to get an expert opinion or somebody who knows about it, you got to issue
exactly.
an Abaco. If I want to know about, do we live in Abaco? Do you live in Abaco?
No.
So
no,
why don't I talk to a councilman like Roscoe Thompson in Abaco or Daphne Malis DePuch or the Gregory, sorry, Daphne, from the Chamber of Commerce or Miss Reckley who lives down there. I mean, no, because why? Because people in Abaco don't know what's going on in Abaco?
No, you're absolutely correct. I'm
what about
you
what
saying that?
But you did say that. You did say that. And you said it on the recorded show. But anyway, that's fine. Next point.
Yeah, but I'm saying to you, sir, I wasn't just talking about Naughty. I was talking about all talk show hosts, not excluding Naughty. At the time when I spoke about Naughty, but I wasn't just talking about Naughty, okay? I was saying that persons go on miscue information without getting the actual facts, without even speaking to ministers.
That is why when it hits social media and public domain and it's out there, I use this platform responsibly to address it and say, watch out for these kinds of
things. I also said, Naughty, maybe the reasons why ministers doesn't want to come on your show, you can't allegedly go and speak about a minister and then find out that the information that you spoke was untrue.
But the problem is I have reached out and I've had several ministers come on. I had Madam Speaker come on, friend of the show. When fake news and rumors concerning her health were circulating, whose show broke it? This show, with the same conviction, if you know it, as you say, I know it, which you obviously quoted and said, then with the same conviction, say, those people were on.
I'm not afraid to call any show, okay?
But listen, obviously, it seems like you are, though, with no disrespect toward you, because you called Pearlie. You could have called me directly. We had this conversation
at the
time.
Pearlie was speaking about a situation, and I called Pearlie because that was the show it was on at the time. Now I call you and said exactly what I had to say. And you have a nice day.
Now, listen. Maybe you want me to speak to the Minister of Government, but hold on. Don't go nowhere now. Let me remind you of a few things. Maybe if they made themselves more available and they weren't, you know, so famous for misspeaking from the Prime Minister right down, and we had a Freedom of Information Act that was promised, and maybe the Procurement Act wasn't lifted, I wouldn't have to ask ministers. I wouldn't have to call them out. I wouldn't have to call them out. And that goes from past administrations who promised that Freedom of Information Act as well.
And
guess what? And that's why I want you to go to Facebook, naughtyguyjokes.com, naughtyguyjokes on
Facebook.
Look at the coldest, though, and you can see where I held the F&M accountable, too. That's one thing. Unlike you, sir, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a hypocrite like you, nor am I a coward like you.
When you thought they were on their way out, that's when you held them accountable.
No, excuse me. That's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. Stop. But see, if you're going to call it right, call it right.
Tell Papa, stop that foolishness.
The first coldest video dropped by the F&M was a year in. A year to the day. Okay? So don't say when it was on the way out. See how dumb you're making yourself look. Every time you talk, you make yourself look dumber.
You dropped a video because you're a comedian.
Several videos. Several. All right, listen. Listen.
At the end of the day, when they were on their way out is when you really started to hit them.
You know what you're sounding like right now? You're sounding like a cartoon character. That's all, folks. Bye. Next time, grow a pair. Tell the government that you're defending so much, where's the Freedom of Information Act? Why did they remove the Procurement Act? Why is Abaco still in a hellhole 4 years later? Why is Freeport still suffering? That's what we want to know. And it took you 38 minutes to grow a pair, to puff up like a bullfrog, to say nothing. You're going to tell me I apologize? When? Lies. Now, see, you out there lying for this administration. Now, you know why nobody wants to say this administration is a lie, right? But you out there lying wholesale, making yourself talking out the side of your neck, looking like a giblet, and not saying anything. Give me facts. Give me proof. You sound like Porky Pig. How are you, Eric? How did I do call this video about the F and M to where the end? A year in, that means I had 4 years left, right? Well, obviously, math ain't your strong point. Let's go to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, 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 naughty. I had to take a drink.
Yeah,
that gentleman, does he realize everyone can hear him being silly? And
because the more he was talking, the dumber he sounded. Was that incorrect?
Pulling stuff out of the air, not even left field. Out of the air.
Somewhere below his belt, between his waist and his knees, right in between there.
The thing is, he's jumping from one thing to the next. You ask him for proof he can't provide it. He called Earl's show because Earl was talking about some topic that he wanted to. But why discuss you? I don't understand why a grown man. A grown man. Is he a PLB supporter? If he is that what they got? And call man? Let's discuss national issues, please. Sir, whoever you are, I'm sure you can hear me. Please don't call the talk shows to argue with a real man. Don't do that.
Wow. They speaking today. Talking Heads, Crying Radio 96.9 FM.
Naughty.
Yes, sir.
Well, you got patience.
Yeah, I got good callers and good listeners like you, man. I know y'all want to be entertained and have a laugh, too, you know.
Yeah, but then, you know, we're trying to, like, be a guy looking for some fame or something. But I know where to go.
And if he was making sense, maybe I'd have a chance of getting that fame, but
yeah,
I don't know.
You know, he's saying that they don't come on your show because, like, your boy tell him, you can put the question to them. You got a particular minister, he'll come on the show and he don't ask no question. He don't take no calls, you know. So I will invite them on those shows. So
no, man.
You know, but you does a good job at your show, man.
I appreciate it, man.
You take calls. I mean, you was one of the ones I also called.
I kind of regret having to take time away from talking about issues today to deal with that. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm old school.
Yeah, man.
I got my name, and I ain't going to let nobody run that through the mud and lie on it. And if you can come after me, come actual factual.
No,
so
but
don't come here lagging.
He tried to say the ministers wouldn't come on because you talk by. But no, but you talk on both sides.
And I'm not
bias everybody. But see, my point is I ain't got time to debate what he say because he ain't making no sense. So what I want to say is that, you know, there are some things what we need to get sort of national issues the country is correct, you know, like the lady say.
More important things. Way more
come
important.
On, you got time to study.
And we can't get distracted, and I was guilty of it today, but at the end of the day, that's a strategy, I think, of this administration, distract the masses with stuff that, you know, usually sensational stuff and keep it off the main issues, but we got to keep the eye on the prize.
We have to
get better as Bahamians, and we need better for Bahamians. So
yeah, because
it's hand in hand.
Like I would say, one issue is considered why these fellas be getting all this bail and Pearly was saying, bail is a contract. If I give you bail and I say you be in 9, 10 o'clock and you out, then you automatically you should be going to jail. You understand me?
I hear you.
Why they be fining the people or put them on bail? You know, the fella break the contract, then he's supposed to go up and fuck. So like I said, be in the house 9 o'clock. And then another thing, fella out for 2 and 3 murders and things. They're the things what need to be fixed. And then that'll help our crime problem. You know?
Correct.
A lot of other things I won't say, but due to the interest of time.
We got another one tomorrow, man. Hit me early and we'll chop it up. You know,
yeah,
it's all good. Be safe.
All right.
Always a pleasure. Let me check some text. Naughty. Wow. All of that, and that fella ended up sounding like a drowning man. You should have asked him, since he knows so much about the government, what day and what month and the year of the sale of the hotel will be sold. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, man. Throw me in that fight.
Throw you in that fight. What fight? That wasn't no fight.
I know he came. Listen, Naughty. I know the man came to a gunfight with a knife, okay?
What knife? Blow dart.
But Naughty, what you need is an institutional PLP to engage the PLPs.
That would be you.
That's what I'm saying to you. I'm available. And so what happens is that I want to debate, like, what we said we're going to do and why we haven't done it.
That's a fair way. That's a fair way to do it. And then maybe he can understand, you know. I read on the Freedom of Information Act, C. Allen, but why hasn't this administration passed? No, they said they would.
The next admin will do it. The next admin will do it. But what happens is, like, for instance, right, like I tell people, I talked to a group the other day, and I told them, right, I says, and they said, oh, you were talking to PLP, you and FNM. I said, okay, let me show you the institutional PLP. Going back to my father, when he was with Cartwright and Taylor and Stevenson on Long Island, 1963 when I was born, he was in his 70s or whatever it is. So that tells you that he was there before the PLP was the PLPs, right? So I said to him, now let's go to the PLP 10-point plan. Actually, it's 9. Do you know the whole concept of the development, right? So, and I said to them, why, and you don't, if no one knows the PLP blueprint for change, I don't have it right in front of me. Go to page by page and ask me what's on each page. And they want to know, well, how come I know it's so good? And I says, because it's all on my social media pages 10 years before they publish theirs. And so you go from page to page, the 10-bit plan, oh, progressive youth agenda, Bahamian empowerment, rescue the economy, revolution in education, healthy Bahamas, sovereign wealth fund and natural resources, reconstructions and resiliency, a plan for each island, national development, social relief. I know it all steam, this, that, and everything else. That. The problem is that I need my party to read the blueprint for change. In the absence of that, I must depend on the opposition, who is their co-equal in governance, to get them to realign with their plan. If not, I need to influence them, because they will be the next government, to create a plan, not one a piece of paper, but one where they involve us. Let me end in saying this. Governance without consent of the governed is the definition of slavery. We need to end slavery. And we need to recognize that the boomer generation of leadership has failed this country. You see, and I hear this argument, Naughty. This is the PLP argument now. This is not mine. This is theirs. There's other set of PLPs. Well, you cannot hold. We keep looking back, and we say, Michael Pintock can't speak because he was a minister, this and everything. Then he says, okay, then good, let's talk with Brave in the 2 times of the Christie administration. No. He finally has a chance to lead, so that those other ones don't count. Isn't that duplicity? I mean, so I'm simply saying is that I need excuses to stop being made, and I need them to speak to the future, because if Brave never had a chance to govern, Lincoln Dean never had to have a chance to govern, and Michael never had a chance to govern, then when they get to govern, it'll be their first time, just like you, and they don't have to accept responsibility for the past. But if we are going to look to the past, then we need to look more than Michael's 5 years in governance. We need to look to your 30 years. And so I'm asking the Progressive Liberal Party, the best thing you could do tonight, before you define the responsibilities for these MPs, before you read the speech to the throne, read the blueprint for change. Rewrite the first one because we didn't fulfill it. And then say, this time, like Minna said, it's for you guys. Thank you so much.
And that has been C. Allen Johnson, the PLP Whisperer. We'll hear from him again shortly. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Next one, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, this is Tony.
Hey, what's going on?
Naughty. You're doing a great job, man.
I appreciate it.
Naughty, let me just ask you a question. What will be promised by this present administration? That it was going to be a what?
A new day.
A new day. What was your expectation of that slogan?
Same-ish, different new day.
I mean, you expected something different from it was under the former administration, right?
All that talk they were doing, all the pontification. Not for the better.
Nothing at all. You know, before they got elected, all of these so-called ministers, they were all about on the talk shows, right? All about talking, spreading their propaganda, trying to get people to vote for them.
Well, it got better. We could go out and party and go to the club and shake up now. Yeah, it got better.
But now that they are elected, like Father Campbell said, you can't find Jerry Rook in town. They don't want to come and talk to the people anymore. You came to the people and said that you want to be, we are servant leaders, we want to serve you. And now that you and think, you shouldn't be running behind no ministers to ask them questions. And despite the fact that the prime minister said that, oh, he has this briefing every Thursday, that's different from coming and sitting down and talking to the people and hearing them. Because everybody is really catch those things or listen to what is going. Come and talk, you know. And so these people, they got to know that they are the servants. They are to be servant leaders.
They wait for us. You could ask them questions.
And that fellow there, you know, he's defending the indefensible, man. Come on, man. These people, once they've gotten elected, they forget from whence they came. But we got to hold their feet to the fire, irregardless who is the government. Because at the end of the day, this is our country, and if we don't stand, if a few of us don't get up and say something,
it'll fall away.
We'll continue to go to hell in a hard time.
I bet you. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. Let me check a tax line. Naughty, how much was your light bill this month? Too much. My bill normally is $300 monthly. Now I'm looking at this month's bill, and it's over $1,000. And I'm not the only one feeling this. I swear the PLP and FNM is garbage. Pillen should have never been able to lead this nation because we've destroyed everything. This was a plan all along to hold a small man back while uplifting their own. All these PMs learned from their predecessors on enslaving your own. All right? I hate to say this, but give me the UBP. Wow. You got to be an old school Bahamian. That's old school right there. You're in the old school cries. Come on now, boy. All right. Last call before we get to the break. Naughty MPs, don't come on the show because they're never in the country long enough. All right, last call, man. Good stuff, all of y'all, man. Sorry it turned out to be such a dud, man. That was a one-hitter quitter, but anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. I'm the one that called earlier and was speaking with Pearlie, and I referred him to the laws on the International Persons Landholding Act.
Uh-huh.
When he comes on your show, just remind him or ask him if he read up on the law, because I said that so the whole Bahamas can read up on the law pertaining to foreign persons trying to obtain the title to land or interest in land, as I referred it also to Mr. Shivago Lang to read up on it.
No problem.
We'll see. So they don't trample on our rights.
Pass that on to him. I should see him shortly, so I'll let him know, all right?
Yeah, man.
All right, y'all be safe. Ya. All right, listen, man. Good stuff, y'all. We got to get to the break, get to the news, and then it's 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building. It's all good. Keep it right where you got it. And listen, man, Mr. Producer, come take these gloves off, man. I even break a sweat. Man, let me get in this bucket of Kentucky, man. You made me map it on my Rocky Balboa gear. For what? Anyhow, we'll be back. I won't laugh.
The flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweetened Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweetened Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek, you can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage costs. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to $2,000 off home insurance. With up to $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star. The oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus and
what
you believe in.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island.
island game. So with 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, September 5th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, Sparky, what's going on?
Let me tell you something. No, hold on.
You got to make it quick.
Give me a moment here.
All right, Sparky, only because it's you.
You look like, you know, Naughty, you know, I know you're an outstanding man and you speak your mind. And I know from going to your show the other night when I had to be issued out of there in the ambulance that you can't say some of the things you normally say in live shows on the radio. But we have a lot of issues in this little country. And I know you like to speak, and I know it's after 5 o'clock. But I called in because I was trying to call you for so long. I don't know if y'all having a telephone issue down there. But the phone just ring and ring and ring. And Naughty, I just wanted to say something. And first of all, I would like to say thank you for the doctors and the nurses at the PMH. That I was having many issues in the last 2 weeks, and I guess you read my texts and stuff, and you know what I've been going through.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that Sparky has reached that time in his life at 72, and I started to have issues. And they said the health of the nation is the wealth of the nation. But after all the money we spent on these hospitals, and you reach there and you can't walk, and you reach there, somebody drop you there, but they don't even have a wheelchair for you at the entrance. Somebody lend me a walker to get me in there. Or whatever else have you. But I went there last Tuesday, same thing, this Tuesday this morning, got up at 5 o'clock and got there before 7:30. And people say, oh, that's Sparky. Let's try and get him in quick. And, they, you know, some people say, oh, Sparky. Everybody take care of Sparky. We want Sparky come and we want Sparky go out. And I say, well, maybe it's good to be known in your country, eh? So I thank everybody because it was a painful, it still is a painful exercise. And I realized, Naughty, that this issue that I deal with right now, it's not just going to go away. Like, you know, when you fall down in school, you had when you're 9 and 10, you get up, you brush your clothes off, and then the next morning you're back to school and you're okay. When you get to a certain age and you start breaking things and falling down, the bones don't heal that easy, and the muscles and all them ligaments and they don't heal that quick. But Naughty, sometimes we got some serious issue, and I realize that they have nothing to do with PLP. They have nothing to do nothing with the F&M. I think it have to do something with architects and engineers and planning and you know, looking forward, that I wonder why we're so far behind. And we start talking about we want to build a new a House of Parliament. We want to build a new central bank. I mean, yeah, but we don't want to build a new hospital. We're the poor. poor people can't afford to jump on a jet and go to Florida or go to Minnesota to be dealt with private doctors and everything, because we don't have the money to do that. We don't even have the money to go to the doctor's hospital or Life and Key Hospital. That most of our leaders, if they fall out of that problem, they go to doctors. They go to Life and Key, or they jump on the plane and they go. But we have to end up going to Princess Margaret Hospital, where there's very little things that the nurses or the doctors are working their butts off trying to help us, but they don't have all the facilities. When you sit down there with not a wheelchair at the entrance, and then when you get inside with a walker or somebody hold your hand and take you inside, then you wait 4 hours to see the first doctor. Then they send you to the x-ray room, and the woman tapping on this pedal there to try to get the bed up and down to take the x-ray. And then the x-ray machine, for 8 times she said, Sparky, I can't get the x-ray machine to work. And then on the 9th time, she said, oh, Sparky, I see the image. Okay, now you go back to that doctor. Look at the image that they said you're another doctor. And then he look at it, he check your legs, he check your spine and everything, say, now you go to the physiotherapy, whatever it is, the physiotherapy diagnostic doctor. Then he open a wake on you and everything, say, okay, that's Sparky, come back next Tuesday, 7:30. We go watch everything, and we go try and get you back to health. Now you're 72 now. And the man tells you, oh, you're falling down now. The bones brittle now, they don't heal as quick as when you was in the school you had played roundins, right, Donnie?
Yes, I got you.
Hello, you said?
Yeah, I listened to Sparky.
So then, okay, Dr. Bo, thank you very much. I really appreciate what you did for me and all the nurses that did.
So, Sparky, let me ask you, where you at now in your convalescence?
Right now, I'm back home, but today now, I went back today, and then now I go to the physiotherapist specialist. Now, she sent me from there. Now, I got to go over Centerville to register to start physiotherapy, the old General Hardware place, you know that?
Yeah, man, that's good stuff, though. I mean,
okay,
you got to get that physio going.
Guess what? Now, we register to start the physiotherapy. Guess when my appointment is, Naughty?
When?
The 24th of March, 2024.
Dear Jesus, Sparky.
I can't start my physiotherapy. I tell the woman...
It's a new day.
And you know, I use one of the words you use on your show. I say, I might be dead. I either be healed by that or I can be dead by that.
I hope you be healed by then, Sparky, all right?
So now I got to go home, take these medications, go home. Now I go home, I better walk now to get to the bathroom, to get to the kitchen and all that kind of thing. And I wonder, I'm trying to ask my government. And you always tell me about PLB and FNM. I tried to ask my government, why are they talking about building a new House of Assembly and building a new central bank when we don't have a
new hospital? I said before, you don't say it again. Sparky, I appreciate you, and we'll continue to keep an eye on you, pray for you, and hopefully they'll build you a new hospital, all right?
But we got to stop this, man.
I agree.
And the foreigners come in this country, and they get the rights to everything, and we can't even afford to buy land and property and build homes for ourselves. And people come in our country, and they live in life and key in all the gated communities.
That's a different topic now, Sparky. Don't get off course now. We're talking sports, but I agree with you on the hospital. We need a new one. That's the case. And to be properly outfitted. Now, we're in the 5 o'clock hour. Why, you ain't had nothing better to do today.
I had a good day.
You ain't had nothing better to do today.
I had a really good day.
Sock jinx, babe. That's all you had.
I had a really good day. I had a fun day.
Jesus.
What's happening today in sports history, man?
I believe it. You all just wanted to see if I could still squabs a little bit. I still have some squabbling showdowns.
I got to bait you a little bit to see you now.
Good God.
Right?
Yeah, he laughed.
Listen,
right.
You watched Clemson get beat last night. Duke might have a real program. Duke had 9 wins last year.
Clemson and Duke, watch me. I fall asleep.
Man, Duke, anyway, it wasn't a pretty game, but Duke won.
Duke program has been steadily building over the years, you know.
No, that's what I'm saying. This head coach they got, he got 8-9 wins last year, and he probably improve upon that this year. Duke is a really good team.
That's what that, gee whiz, this is a day, Pearly.
What's that?
Bro. 50 million things happened on September 5th in sports history.
I'm sure something with the
Dodgers. All brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. 1901, the National Basketball National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues was formed in Chicago. It was the first organized baseball league. 1906, Bradbury Robinson of St. Louis University was recognized as throwing the first forward pass in football history.
Okay.
1914, Babe Ruth hit his first home run as a professional player in the International League.
The rest is history.
1918, Babe Ruth threw a six-hitter in the opening game of the World Series. 1920, Bill Tilden won the first of seven U.S. Open men's singles crowns. 1950, Don Newcomb of the Brooklyn Dodgers. There you go, Pearly.
I know a Dodger thing. I'd have been there.
Hit his seventh home run of the season. The feat set a National League record for home runs by a pitcher. 1960, Cassius Clay won the gold medal in the light heavyweight boxing at the Olympic Games in Rome. Clay later changed his name to Muhammad Ali. 1971, J.R. Richard of the Houston Astros tied Carl Spooner's record when he struck out 15 batters in his Major League Baseball debut. 1972, Arab guerrillas, the Black September Movement, attacked the Israeli delegation at the Munich Olympic Games. 11 members of the Israeli Olympic team, 5 guerrillas, and a police officer were killed in the siege. In New York, Martina Navratilova appeared at the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Services and asked for political asylum. Martina was there from 75.
She became an American citizen.
1983, Sports Illustrated became the first national weekly magazine to use four-color process illustrations on every page.
I had a subscription to that. Me Sports too. Illustrated.
Only for one issue, too. The swimsuit.
You know so good.
1987, John McEnroe was fined $17,500 and suspended for 2 months for his behavior during a match with Slobodan Zvjanovic.
Well, he's a carry-on bad now.
1989, Chris Everett retired from professional tennis after a 19-year career.
I had an interview with her this morning, been Goff, the black chick played.
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy looking a little old.
Coco Gauff.
Mm-hmm. She made it to the semis.
Coco bad. She don't play.
Sixth rank.
And she's spunky. She'll row with the referee. I like that.
Yep.
The Fox Group, in 1997, the Fox Group announced a deal to purchase the Los Angeles Dodgers. 1998, Mark McGwire hit his 60th home run of the season. The home run tied McGwire with Babe Ruth. 1998, Sammy Sosa hit his 58th home run of the season.
Steroids.
Yep. 1999, the Cincinnati Reds set a Major League team record for home runs in two consecutive games. They hit 14 home runs over the two games at Veterans Stadium.
Didn't even make the playoffs.
2001, the New York Islanders signed Alexi Yashin to a 10-year, $90 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
It was the biggest deal in NHL history at the time. 2002, in New York, the NFL held a concert to celebrate the season opener. Eve, Alicia Keys, Bon Jovi, Enrique Iglesias, and NSYNC's Joey Fatone performed. The event preceded the Thursday night opener between the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. And we got to open a Thursday night, probably minus Travis Kelce, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My IQ must be 2 points lower than a plant's. Tom Watson, pro golfer, disqualified for illegally changing putters.
I think I remember that, you know.
Yeah, and golf, if you illegally change a club, or you are.
Why would you have two putters in your bag and you know you might pick up the wrong one?
Or you fill out the scorecard incorrectly.
Yep.
You're done.
I played fellas who did that.
That's part of that game. That's part of that handicap.
Yeah. So, yeah, Clemson, Duke walked 28-7 or something all over Clemson yesterday. It was embarrassing.
Clemson's been on the decline the last couple
Clemson
of years.
Clemson is a top 10 team, but they won't be top 10 after last night.
They were ranked high early last year, too, and then by week five, they were like, who's Clemson?
Yeah.
So you got to look at it for what it is with that.
So Kelce's out. Who's in, who's out? Kelce's out?
Yeah, Kelce's out. Kelce's injured. Of course, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros, who's in and who's out. And Kelce injured, hyperextends his knee ahead of the season open, according to ESPN. All-pro tight end Travis Kelce sustained a hyperextended knee at the Kansas City Chiefs practice on Tuesday, making his availability for Thursday night season opener against the Detroit Lions uncertain. This is according to head coach Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
The next guy steps in and we roll, Reid said, when asked how the game plan might change without Kelce. That's what you do if he doesn't play.
Well?
Wide receiver Sky Moore said he was running a route on the play when Kelce was injured.
Let the record reflect, and I want Mr. Kansas City and Mr. Georgia Bulldog hear this. Kansas City get beat tomorrow. They get beat Thursday night. Their mainstay on the defensive line is not going to be there.
And
their mainstay on the offensive line is not going to be there.
Yep. I still would have gone, had Kelce been healthy, I was going with Kansas City, but with no Kelce.
Yeah, I was going Kansas City, but no Kelce, I don't know.
No Kelce, I ain't going with Kansas City.
I mean, they may have another 54 to 51 game. You know, this quarterback, even though he's with the Rams at the time.
It was 54-41.
You sure? Or 54-51?
54-41. Goff versus Mahomes.
You cost me Google this.
Google it. I'll wait for it. Waiting.
Go ahead. Finish. Keep talking while I Google it.
Yeah. But I think with Kelce being injured, that changes a lot of things. But one thing that I pride myself on in being a great fantasy manager in my dynasty league, I got the combo of Mahomes and Kelce. But I did take Rashihi Rice, the rookie wide receiver from Kansas City, who's a favorite target of Pat Mahomes. And he's a big body similar to Kelce. So if Kelce's injured, guess who gets those targets? The big wide receiver, the big bodied guy. So I'm just going to slide him in the lineup, keep an eye on him, and maybe, you know, insert him however long Kelce's out. But it's a hyperextension, so that should only be a couple of weeks.
That should be a short time.
Shouldn't be too long. But my God, sometimes, you know, when you're drafting people, you'd be like, why am I taking this dude? Is this the year that something's going to happen to him?
Because every year he's giving you those numbers. Every year he's giving you those
correct
numbers.
Correct, consistency.
And then all of a sudden now, you don't get them. I understand.
Yeah, but Pearly, I mean, I can help you with this, you know.
Help me with it, because I'm having a hard time finding it right now.
I can help you with this. I can make it really easy for you.
Get it for me.
Give me 1 second. And you talk while I pull it up. How about that?
Well, I should have been in Miami today. So, yeah. You know, because the Dodgers in Miami. And I had planned this for months. And then some stuff happened last week to throw it off. And I can't leave the island right now. So I won't get to see the Dodgers beat up.
I feel jazz, your pain.
You know? As much as I love jazz, I won't get to see my Dodgers beat up on that. But the game is early tonight.
But you're not doing big things with the Jazzism Foundation, man. Don't worry. We'll get you that game, Pearly.
It's 6:40 today, so that should be kind of cool, you know.
We'll get you the Dodger game. Listen. Okay.
Did you find it yet, Noddy?
I'm pulling it. I'm getting to it.
Oh, it's been taking you so long. Are you looking?
No.
Okay. Just checking, you know. Just checking.
I read it earlier, and it was 54-41.
I could have sworn I saw 54-51, but that's fine. I'll wait for you.
And that could have been, you know.
I'll wait for you. Because it was a talk. They talked about it today. That's why I figured I was pretty much correct. But I could, you know, it's not corrected.
That's a lot of points that were scored.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of points scored. It was just like no defense at all. None whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no defense.
But at the same time, wait. I saw it here earlier. Yeah, 54-41.
Here we go. 54-51. Chiefs 51, 54 Rams, November 19, 2018, final score. Rams outlast the Chiefs 54-51.
I stand to be corrected. And now I will now put a message in this article that I read and said, fix your typo.
Please do that, because it is a 54-51 game, November 19, 2018.
Yeah, they say 54-41 here, but I will roll with you, Pearly.
Yeah.
Because again, I got this. I'm reading an article here.
Well, I got this from ESPN.
So I will roll with you on that.
All right, sir.
And I will tell the author of this said article right here, you need to correct your article.
Yeah, there's a typo there.
No, this is a good site when it comes to pigskin prognostications.
Okay.
So I can't knock the site, nor will I divulge it.
No problem. We have a caller. I want to hear what this caller got to say.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Talking Heads.
The greatest Yankee of all. Listen, I saw...
Wait, you're calling yourself the greatest Yankee, or you're calling Naughty the greatest Yankee? I want to get that straight. I want to know which is the greatest Yankee pinstriper.
Yeah. Buddy.
Yes, sir.
I want you to elaborate on this thing. What happened with that young Dodger pitcher that got in that domestic dispute? Could you share some light on that?
He won't be a Dodger no long. I know that much. There's no details on it out yet. Some domestic violence thing he got into. He got into problems in 2018, 2019 when he pushed a lady in the parking lot. But the lady said they were arguing and she fell down. So that got squashed. Now he's caught up again in another domestic violence situation, and where the Dodgers have left him home. He's not traveled to Miami with LA, and he's under investigations. So he's going to be out for a while. He's not with the Dodgers' 6-game road trip. He's not going to be at the Dodgers. My guess is, if this is a legit thing and he's really charged with domestic violence, he's done. Because remember now, the Dodgers took a stand against Trevor Bauer, even though Trevor Bauer was freed or whatever you want to call it. We decided we don't want him. So the Dodger faithfuls will expect him not to come back.
Well, I would think, based on what I've seen, the course of action I saw them take on some other occasion, I don't think they would have tolerated. See, if this was his fight, now that you're telling me something I don't even know, this is not his first encounter.
No, it's not his first encounter. But his, you know what his major problem is right now? He screwed himself. He's a free agent after this year. He's not going to get that big payday. He screwed himself over. He let his anger, whatever happened, to cause him to lose out big time.
You see, because domestic violence is a no-no, man.
I'm the type of person, too. As much as I love him as a pitcher, if that's true, I want him to do them. I don't even want him on my team. I don't believe in that foolishness. I don't believe in domestic violence. I don't believe in hitting women.
Yeah, so he's pretty much done. I mean,
I agree with you on that sentiment, Purdy.
If it's true, and I want to say that, if it's true, he's done.
Yeah, if what has been reported so far find out to be true, I think he's pretty much done. At least with the Dodgers organization.
Listen, if he's done, period. He would be done, period. Because if other organizations were cool with it, they would have grabbed Trevor Bauer up right away. Japan had to get him.
All right, but I'll stay tuned because, you know, this is a stretch time for you guys.
Well, the good thing about it is, what I'm excited about is Walker Buehler had his first rehab pitching assignment yesterday. He went 2 innings, struck out 5, and gave up no hits. So he and no walks. So I'm pretty cool with with Walker Buehler's been doing. And it may be a blessing that, you know, Urias is out and Walker Buehler slips right back in there. So he's going to have a couple of more games to AAA Oklahoma, and then we'll take it from there.
So your Dodgers is presently right in your backyard, and you didn't get to go.
Man, I was supposed to go, but some things happened to throw it off. So I mean, yeah, this is the third. It was a hurtful thing, but this is the third. This is the last this year. Last year, I didn't. 2021 was a dud. 2020 and 2019. So I missed it like 3 times.
Yeah, well, some things unfortunate situations happen that takes priority, and so that's what it is.
Listen, if the good Lord willing and I'm around next year, I will be there next year.
Yeah. All right, but anyhow, you just take care of yourself, man, and just be encouraged.
Okay. All right, my brother, be safe, man. Always good to hear from you.
But while we're on the Dodgers Marlins, did you know Mookie Betts has a podcast where he interviews players from different teams when he go into their town? So he interviewed Jazz yesterday, and he asked Jazz about leaving Nike to go to the Jordan brand. And, you know, because Jazz said he was Nike. He says, really, with heart, because Nikes take good care of you. They give you a lot of stuff and all that stuff. He said, but he was a 10-year-old boy, and Jordan was here for a celebrity softball tournament. Jordan, some football players, some baseball players. And he caught Jordan leaving. He walked to Jordan and says, hey, Mr. Jordan, can I have your autograph? And Jordan looked at him and turned around and walked off. Didn't give him the autograph. Says, do what you have to do so one day make me want to have your autograph. So he said, now that he signed with Jordan, you have to tell Jordan, you know, you got my autograph. So I thought that was a pretty cool story.
That's a really good story.
Cool story. So he said that's kind of the reason why he wanted to go to Jordan brand, because those words that Jordan said him, and right now people want his autograph.
Well, I can tell you, Jazz is well-loved.
Oh, yeah, he's the face of the Marlins. He's actually
one of the faces of baseball.
Yes. He has that personality out of this world. Now, the only thing I don't like with Jazz, he's been in the States too long, got a little twang to the voice now.
Nothing wrong with that.
Got that little American twang.
Nothing wrong with that, because when you put me over there and I need to parlay the parlay, I know how to do it.
I hear that.
But when I talk to Jazz today and Jazz is around, Jazz is quite
good. His accent.
So
okay.
It's all good. It's all good.
All right, good. He's just playing the game. That's cool.
And I'll be honest with you. I much prefer Jazz to say.
I'm finna to go home.
No, I much prefer Jazz to say, No, Jazz don't have that fitting. Jazz got that real American accent.
Yeah, actually.
Like that SoCal, Southern California baseball accent.
Yeah, I was a slight whiter, yeah.
Well, Arizona kind of guy. Well, yeah, we were really happy to do that, and it was a good day today. And the pitching, you know, was tough, but I was looking fastball. He was throwing a fastball, and I managed to hit one out. And I just want to do what I got to do to help the team win.
Yeah.
I'd much rather him go up there like that to say, yeah, well, I didn't go on a watch, that, you know. I just, maybe it's in the 90s, and I was tired, you know, I was hungry. And he's been a bamboo shack in Miami, going to drive all the way out of there to get a bamboo shack on a watch. Maybe no, boy. Let me just, I just knocked this out the park today. Because why?
You no. Wide.
No. No, holla. No. No. No, sir.
I understand.
No, sir.
I got you.
Next, if you go out like that, subtitles start popping up under the interview. No.
Closed caption can't understand.
Did you make Ichiro sound like a good interview? Trust me, buddy.
No, but it was a really good interview.
He speaks really well.
But
people don't realize Major League Baseball Network in offseason, he's in studio with those guys doing segments and different things.
He's done well. I was really proud of him, and I watched the interview with him and Mookie.
He has done very well.
My two favorite MLB players, you know?
Yeah, Mookie. Only because Mookie is leader right now in the MVP.
No, Mookie has been from the minute we signed him, he's became my favorite Dodger. Next to Kershaw.
Mookie and Pearlie. Down by the schoolyard.
Playing baseball.
Mookie. I mean, not a great Dodgers. How do you think they feel about their name Mookie?
They ain't only Mookie in the first Mookie.
No, I know. I know.
That's just a baseball nickname.
And there was Mookie Blaylock in basketball.
Yes, that is a Mookie Blaylock.
He was a hoover.
Yeah, that was a Mookie Blaylock.
But hey, listen to me. And this dude used to play point guard for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
And my boy Stacey Ogman used to play for the Hawks. They used to have to put Mookie at the other end of the hall. Like if you had 15 rooms on the western side, Mookie was the last room on the eastern side in the corner.
Why? That loud?
The aroma.
Oh, he didn't bathe well. Okay.
No,
Mookie, I know.
Mookie was a chimney.
All right.
Robert Parrish was another one, too, that they said, you forget Robert Parrish mailed marijuana to himself.
Yes.
On the road in the NBA.
Yes, I remember that, yes.
And then I just looked at it, I was like, that explains everything.
It sure does.
Because you remember Robert's interviews, they used to be slow.
You'd be like, I was going down, you know, and I saw Kareem come through. And I couldn't deny him that sky hook.
Yeah, he'd just be all slow.
And he'd go quiet.
For the longest.
Oh, yes, the sky. Like, he forget what he wanted to say.
But the all-time one was Rasheed Wallace. Rasheed used to just kill me with his interviews after. I used to be watching him and saying, this dude played this whole game high out his mind.
Speaking of interviews, you know who started out a terrible interview and has developed into a good one?
Who?
Patrick Ewing. You ever heard him when he's at Georgetown?
Patrick Ewing still sucks his interview.
No. Not like he was at Georgetown.
He was pretty bad in Georgetown. He was pretty bad in Georgetown.
I think he was the reason why they hired people to teach these fellas how to do interviews and stuff like that, because he was embarrassing. And Georgetown ain't no fluff school to get into, so that's what was embarrassing about it.
Right. Texas says, Naughty, tell Pearlie Jazz sounds like Bamerican and strikes out too much, but I still love him. Hey, a lot of people to strike out.
He does strike out a lot, but his average his batting average is good, and his home runs are there, and his RBIs.
If he had a healthy full season without the three trips to the injured list.
He does strike out a lot more than I would want him to strike out. He does. He does strike out. He strikes out almost every game. So he needs to cut them down. I think he had a couple of strikeouts the night before last, but he had a home run. So, you know, he's a feast in terms of the feast of famine.
But he gets on, draws walks. He's an offensive threat.
No, he is. Once he gets on base.
But I get the point. Cut out on the strikeouts, you can improve that.
Yeah, and when he gets on base, he's a nightmare to the pitcher and the catcher.
Uh-huh. Very much so. All right, listen. We talked about it. We'll let Colin Cowherd take us home with it. But in a couple, we got to do the picks early, and then we got to get to the break. And once we get to the break, on the flip side of the break, Cowherd will take us home. Full update on the Travis Kelce injury.
He's not playing tomorrow. He's not playing tomorrow.
You know what? Forget this. This is what we need to do here.
Which one is that?
This is Cowherd's latest hierarchy of the NFL as we go into the season on Thursday night. Final going into the season top 10 from Cowherd. Going into the NFL. I think that's pretty cool.
That'd be nice. Yeah, put that on. Let's
that's decent right there.
Let's listen to that one, yeah.
So we'll send that over to Mr. Producer. He could take us home with that one. Who you like tonight there, Pearly?
Well, you know, I'm always going to like the Dodgers. And actually, I like the Dodgers tonight because Kershaw's pitching. Let's get that straight.
Clayton
Kershaw, the greatest Dodger pitcher of all time.
So you like them tonight. Who else you like?
I like them tonight. I actually like the Twins tonight, too.
You do?
Yeah. I like the Mariners to bounce back from the Reds and the loss last night. I like the Yankees tonight over Detroit.
Okay.
And I like the Braves tonight over the Cardinals.
The Braves over the Cardinals.
And then the last one, the Cubs over the Giants.
Cubs over the Giants.
Yeah.
Cubs been playing hot lately.
Giants been playing good ball, too, so that's a good game. But the Cubs are really coming around. The Cubs are really battling right now to make the playoffs. And I think Cody Bellinger has found a home. I'm happy for him. I'm very happy for him. So, like the Cubs are in solid second place for the wild card, 3 games up on the Diamondbacks. Now, the rest of the races, what you want to look at is get the Diamondbacks, the Reds, the Marlins, and the Giants all within 1 game at a final playoff spot. All right. And so tonight, the Marlins will either be a game or a game and a half from the out of the playoff picture. Or if everybody else loses, they'll be right where they are.
Very interesting. A lot of still interesting baseball left to play.
Yeah, and the Yankees aren't really out of it. The Yankees are only 8 games out of the wild card. And there's been plenty of September collapses in wild card play. So that's a possibility.
No, buddy. Right?
The only problem with that is I don't see the Rays, the Astros, maybe the Rangers, but I don't see the Rays, the Astros collapsing like that.
No.
And Corey Seager is hitting the cover off the ball right now, so the Rangers might be okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the Yankees get it this year. And me personally, you know my stance on that. Make them spend. That's going to make Stan Brenner open up the checkbook. That's what he needs to do.
But he got to spend wisely. You see, the Mets spent plenty of money last year on where they at.
Oh, but let Cashman give him a budget and tell him go spend
smart. Yeah, but the Mets owner says, I want to be the Dodgers of the East. I want to do what the Dodgers do. But see, what he didn't understand is the Dodgers selectively buy players. So we selectively bring in Mookie, selectively bring in Freddie Freeman. But our center fielder is a rookie. Our left fielder is Chris Taylor. They all Dodgers all came in very early stages of their careers. All right, so we have a good mix of young Dodgers to imported Dodgers. And it has a pretty good mix. You know, I'm happy that Walker Buehler can be back soon. He's a product. He's a farm system product.
But you judge your farm system very, very well.
We do. 2 things the Dodgers do well. We have an excellent farm system, and we know how to fix pitches. And I hope we never lose our pitching coach and his team. He has a very good team. And he does an extremely good job of taking pitches and looking at tweaking them and making them better. Lance Lynn, good example.
All right, a couple of things before we get out of here, Pearly. Had a caller call me today.
Mm-hmm.
Said to remind you about the information he told you to research on the Land Act and property.
I'm looking for that. And I have to give my apologies to the young lady who I promised to help pick her thing.
I was just about to read this text.
And the thing about it is, I should have put on her the text. I mean, because we did message each other, I should have put on her the desk, keep on my case, because I got so busy. So I do apologize, my dear.
Because here comes the text. Good day, Naughty Pearly stood me up. He never helped me with my fantasy team.
I know.
But tell him no love lost. I just may have been the angel to make him a billionaire.
I know. And I do apologize, and I hope you find in the deepest part of your heart to forgive me. And I hope you do well on your fantasy. And if you're on, and please, I'm not the type of person that don't like to be bothered. If you want to hit me up 4 or 3, 4 times, don't feel bad about doing it. And if you're going to make a trade, I'd be more willing than happy to make up for my loss in standing you up. You could have been the new Mrs. Earl Thompson, and I might have missed out. You never know.
Oh, Lord. That billionaire caught you, eh, Pearly?
Yeah. That billion
got you pretty. You piqued your senses, eh?
Yeah, sure did. But I do apologize. Please forgive me. I'm not that bad, and I will. If I can make it up to you in any way, if you have to make a particular trade or anything like that,
I would just text the Daylights Out in for trade information.
Yeah, no problem. I'm here.
All right, so Mr. Producer, we didn't take any breaks, right? All right, so we're going to take this break. We're going to run the breaks, and then we'll get into the final 10. All right, so for Pearly, it's your boy Naughty. Thank you, everybody who chimed in, and my listeners. I always brag on you. You're the biggest and the best, and you all proved it today. You all encouraged me.
They started with me earlier.
But you stood firm for your boy, and I appreciate that, because you stand for me like I stand for you.
Every day, my brother.
All right? So, Pearly, I appreciate you, man. And I will do it again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Don't touch it.
What do you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Here is my final going into the season herd hierarchy. So this is my final one going into the season. Gets dicey at the bottom. Here we go. All right.
Number 10,
the Baltimore Ravens. Now I have the Steelers at 11, so the Ravens are 10, and it really comes down to health. Listen, they average 28 points a game when Lamar Jackson plays, and he's got the best weapons of his career. Zay Flowers, Odell Beckham, J.K. Dobbins, Rashad Bateman. So I'm going to take Baltimore by an inch over Pittsburgh just because of Lamar Jackson and his weapons. And they stayed, now they're missing a corner, but they stayed mostly healthy in the preseason. So I have Baltimore at number 10. The Los Angeles Chargers. So last year they got into the playoffs. They have two new coordinators, but frankly, one's an upgrade, Kellen Moore on the offensive side. Now, I think you have to be honest, though. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams missed 11 games combined last year. That's why they drafted a receiver, and they're getting older, not younger. So that's what I worry about. Can they keep their talent healthy on the offensive side? But the Chargers at number 9.
Number 8.
Dallas Cowboys. I think the loss of offensive coordinator Kellen Moore is substantial. The market seems to think the Cowboys are going to finally hoist a trophy. I don't know. Have we seen the best of Dak Prescott? Last year, 15 picks in 12 games. Greg Cosell said film indicates that he is now just a pocket passer. Well, he's not a great pocket passer. Cowboys at number 8.
Number 7.
Miami Dolphins. Tua, they were 8-3 last year when Tua was upright. They did not address the offensive line with a small quarterback who can't get hit. That's why I have him only 7. Vic Fangio is one of the great acquisitions on the season. If you told me Tua's upright for 15 starts, I think they can win the division. But they did not address the O-line, and they need an O-line with Tua. I've got him at 7.
Number 6.
Jacksonville, they were 7-2 down the stretch. Remember, don't look at last year. They were two different teams. Choppy early, excellent late. They add Calvin Ridley. Also, they returned 20 of 22 starters from last year. That's tied for the most in the NFL. This team is now just getting comfortable. You know I'm a huge fan of Trevor Lawrence. The division is weak. A couple of potentially awful teams at the bottom. Jacksonville at 6.
Number 5.
Buffalo. Listen, Josh Allen played the final 8 games of last year. We find out now with an issue in his throwing elbow. So he had a lot of giveaways. He was very productive, but too many giveaways for my taste. Leslie Frazier, defensive coordinator, gone. They lost some linebackers. I love their roster. I really do. I wish they had somebody else they could depend on beyond Stephon Diggs. Von Miller does not play early. That concerns me. I have them at 5.
Number 4.
Niners, I don't know what they are at quarterback. Way too much noise. I think they're really good, and they're 12-1 when Christian McCaffrey starts. So they're going to be productive, but the Nick Bosa holdout is a concern. Now, they've got other great defensive players beyond Bosa. They spend a lot of money on defense, unlike the Chiefs. So I think they'll be fine, but I thought it was a noisy offseason at quarterback. The Bosa holdout, I think, is trouble against the Steelers in week 1, Niners at 4.
Number 3.
Philadelphia. Nick Sirianni, a brilliant offensive coordinator, leaves, and they face much better quarterbacks this year. But they did lead the NFL in what they call big plays, and Jalen Hurts is the reason why. O-line, excellent. Quarterback, excellent. Weapons, excellent. They brought in a couple of backs like a Rashad Penny who struggles to stay healthy, but he should be somewhat productive. I just like what I see here. A little more dependent on head coach Nick Sirianni, with Steichen leaving. That concerns me a little, but I have him at 3.
Number 2.
Kansas City. No Chris Jones concerns me. Now, they've got some talent on the defensive side, but it is incredibly young. Unlike the Niners, who can lose a Bosa but still have a Fred Warner and Pro Bowlers around, this is a team that spends their money on offense and on Chris Jones. So I think they're going to be really good. They're favored to win the Super Bowl. They should be. Andy Reid's really hard to beat in January, but I can't wait to watch the Lions' offensive line, which is excellent, against a Chiefs defensive line without their star. Will it be a ball control nightmare for the Chiefs? I don't know. They'll probably figure out a way to win, but it does concern me.
Number 1.
Cincinnati. Their opener's tough. I think Cleveland's had their number, and it's a tough opener. I just like everything about them. I think they've tried to upgrade at tackle. They've been able to be this good with a bad O-line. I think they keep adding pieces there. Joe Burrow's calf injury. The guy has never played in a preseason, has he? Like, I don't worry about that. He has been the most sacked quarterback over the last 2 years. And I think they're smarter now in the front office. They moved off safeties. You should move off expensive safeties. I think they play the kind of football that can possibly, not saying probable, but it does give Kansas City concerns. They can ball control it a little. Burrow, like Mahomes, is brilliant in situational passing football. So it's inches, not feet. If Chris Jones was there, I'd have Kansas City number 1. But it does worry me because he is so good. And if you look at what Kansas City's doing, they're giving you a roadmap on how to do it. Spend on offense. Pay for a great defensive lineman, stay young and cheap on defense. Well, that works if you have Chris Jones. So it worries me early in the season with no Chris. J-Mac, your thoughts?
7 AFC teams, 3 NFC. You said Pittsburgh was 11.
Yes.
I'm assuming Jets were 12.
around
there. Oh my gosh. Just for the record, let the audience know, Miami has the toughest schedule in the NFL by every metric possible. There's no chance Miami midseason will be number 7 on that list. No chance.
Well, that's a strong opinion. Speaking of strong opinions, Nick Wright, check him out first things first. He spent the weekend down in Texas. I'm not going to tell you what he was doing, but he probably drove up in a scambler. Bentley. I'll just leave it at that.
Scambler. He was playing poker. Playing high stakes poker in the desert in Texas. You know what I mean? Like back when men were men, back in the old days, you walk into a saloon. Put some money on the table and see if you can outsmart your opposition. How are you? You, meanwhile, I think we're at the beaches of Rodanthe. You know what I mean? Hobnobbing with celebrities, eating lobster.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about diverging weekend paths. Good to see you.
Good to see you. For the record, I love the Chiefs. But I do think they're literally showing the world how to do it. Brett Veach has said, we're spending our money on offense, but we're going to pay for the defensive linemen. Even you would have to admit, Chris Jones is so good. And next to Aaron Donald, he's so good. You got to be a little concerned that he's not around now with that young defense behind him.
Well, listen, so here's the... I would absolutely be concerned if Chris Jones were no longer on the Chiefs, if Chris Jones suffered a season-ending injury. But by Chris Jones' own words, the worst-case scenario for Kansas City is that he misses the first 7 games. And as the schedule has fallen, Colin, all of Kansas City's road divisional games and their game against Cincinnati and Buffalo and Philadelphia are all after week 7.
Yeah.
So can the Chiefs go 7-0? Can the Chiefs win the Super Bowl without Chris Jones? Is a different question to... will they still be undefeated when he gets back? So, yeah, listen, I think Chris Jones, because Donald, I think, is in maybe a slightly different portion of his career, is not only the best defensive tackle in football, in the argument, along with Parsons, Bosa, Donald, Sauce, you know, some other ones, that as the best defensive player in football. But I think he'll be back. I will tell you, though, the Chiefs thought he'd be back already, and they're pretty surprised that, you know, they've offered him a 2-year, $54.5 million fully guaranteed extension, and he wants a 2-year, $64 million fully guaranteed extension, and they have not been able to find the middle ground there thus far.
I said people tend to conflate stories. There's a difference between being surprised how good Colorado was in week one and being surprised that Deion Sanders was successful. I said before this happened, well, he adds juice and notoriety to a program that has none. So, and we know he can coach because I watched Jackson State. Now, I was shocked at how good it
is. I am biased. I love Deion Sanders. Got to work with him for darn near a decade and a half. I got to know him.
Darn near, Rich.
And I, darn near, pardon near. Me. Well, I didn't say damn. Did I say damn?
No,
I,
you said damn.
Darn near. Because Deion hasn't cursed for decades. Listen, I told everybody here last week that Deion Sanders was going to show up with the Colorado Buffaloes this weekend and show everybody that he means business. Did I think they would beat TCU? Got to be honest with you, I wasn't ready to go that far. I mean, as much as I love Prime and believe in everything that he does, 86 new players, 86 turnover. We knew it was coming because when he showed up and spoke to the one-win Colorado Buffaloes as they were amassed in front of him right after his hiring, he said he was bringing Louis with him, meaning Louis Vuitton, that's the luggage that he would be bringing for them to pack their bags because he was coming to bring his people, his kids, his vision to town, and one win ain't it. And sure enough, one game into his tenure in Colorado, he has already matched last year's win total. They went into TCU against the runner-ups from last year, and of course, they lost some players, but they're not in any way, shape, or form the doormats of college football, as Colorado was last year, 17th ranked, and Colorado went in and won this football game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.